This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with visiting Vietnamese President Tho Lam in New Delhi. Both the leaders are expected to discuss wide-ranging bilateral issues. Tho Lam, who is on a three-day visit to India, was accorded a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The Vietnamese leader was received by President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi upon his arrival. We have a report.
After the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the President of Vietnam, several MOUs will be signed and exchanged. President Draupadi Murmu will have a meeting with her Vietnamese counterpart at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will call on the visiting dignitary. Mr. Tho Lam will also deliver the 56th Sapru House lecture today, organized by Indian Council of World Affairs. President Tho Lam's visit coincides with the special occasion of the two countries marking their 10th anniversary of the elevation of relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership agreed during the visit of Prime Minister Modi to Vietnam in 2016. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister has welcomed the Cabinet's approval of railway projects covering 19 districts across Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi said the projects will enhance connectivity and improve operational efficiency while boosting the country's infrastructure and economic growth. Mr. Modi also appreciated the Cabinet's decision to increase the strength of judges in the Supreme Court from 33 to 37. He said the decision will strengthen the judicial infrastructure of the nation and will ensure speedy justice for the people. In Assam, Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma today tendered his resignation to Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at the Raj Bhavan in Guwahati following the completion of the assembly election process. The resignation has paved the way for the formation of a new government in the state after the declaration of results. Earlier in the day, the Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, Anurag Goyal, formally submitted the results of the Assam Legislative Assembly elections to the Governor and handed over the official list of newly elected members of the Legislative Assembly. In the recently conducted Assembly elections, the NDA secured a decisive mandate, winning 102 out of 126 seats. The BJP emerged as the single largest party with 82 seats, while its allies, the Bodoland People's Front and the Ahom Gan Parishad, won 10 seats each. The Congress managed 19 seats, emerging as the second largest party in the Assembly. In Tamil Nadu politics, the single largest party, TVK, which has 108 assembly constituencies, is short of 11 MLAs to reach the majority of 118. TVK is in discussion with other parties. Congress spokesperson Girish Chadankar has said that it will be decided after the meeting to give support to TVK. Lima Rose, the winning candidate from AIADMK, said that her party is in discussion to lend support to TVK. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has condemned the alleged remarks of Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee that she will not resign and tender her resignation to the Governor as the outgoing Chief Minister. In a social media post, he accused that resistance to accountability and the refusal to accept the public's mandate by her Trinamool Congress is an example of compromised democracy in Bengal. India is among the most resilient large emerging market economies over the past 5 years, according to Moody's ratings. In its recent report, the agency said that India is better placed than most of its peers to absorb future global shocks, supported by strong foreign exchange reserves, a stable and predictable policy framework, and deep domestic capital markets. The foreign ministers of China, Wang Yi, and Iran, Abbas Araghchi, today held talks in Beijing amid mounting pressure on Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz for international shipping and reach a deal with the U.S. to end the war. Araghchi's visit comes in the immediate backdrop of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's announcement yesterday that major U.S. military operations against Iran are over. And in IPL cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Punjab Kings this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.